Hi, everyone, and welcome to PYA Crew Spotlight. My name is Rhea. I am your host. And today I'd like to welcome Captain Frank Katsouris.
Yes, correct.
How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Yeah, you as well. Well, thank you so much for coming on board. The reason I wanted to ask you here today was I wanted to know your journey into yachting. Where are you from and what got you into yachting?
Listen, I'm French. Nobody's perfect. What can we do? but no, I'm from a small town called Beaulieu-sur-Mer, close to Monaco. I've been lucky enough to live in this town all my life. My father was a yacht captain back in the 80s already. So basically, I started to be on water since I'm 8 years old. And I've been sailing since I'm 8, 9 years old and racing since I'm 10 years old for the Yacht Club of Monaco all my life, most of my life. So, yeah, I'm from this south of France, which I like it and I hate it also. Because the thing is, when you grow in the Med, you know, when you start to do your career in the Med, I started yachting, I was 16 years old. My first career was 16 years old. I work for a very important French person on the sailboats. I start on sailboats. And at 20 years old, I said, that's it. That's what I want to do. So I start to find a boat to cruise around the world because I never wanted to cruise in the Med. Because everybody's doing this, correct? And it still does with 30 years later, you know? So I always wanted to find some new adventures. And at these times, everybody was going to Caribbean, you know, which I said, I don't want to go to Caribbean because everybody's going to Caribbean. So I found a boat who was going to the Red Sea and the Indian Ocean. So back in 1992, that was my first boat as a first mate. I ended up cruising for 3 years in the Red Sea and staying living in Seychelles for 1 year, cruising in 1 year back in the 90s. So that was a good time of yachting, I think. The owner was joining us every kids' holiday, you know. At the time, we didn't have internet, so they were sending telex to tell us, oh, I'm coming next month or in 2 months' time. So we had a good time. And since I said, that's it, you know, I want to become a captain. So I end up working back in a Med. Which for our work for, I've been always been grateful for this person, is Christopher Jones, who was the CEO of the PYA at the time, one of the beginning. He gave me the chance as a French on a British boat, imagine. But since I never stopped. And then, I met my wife at these times. And I always said to my wife, I want still to go cruising. And I ended up to find a job in the Philippines. And end up working in Philippines and in Asia for 6 years. Been based in 1997, 96, 97 in Philippines and Asia. So that was a great, great experience, to be honest. You know, back in the 90s, it was fantastic. And also talking about the PYA, good of the PYA, because we learned about the class four at the time, you know, the Master 3000. So they put everything online and said, hey, guys, you know, everybody finish with the Yacht Master. You need to do your big license now. So I left Asia in 2001 and I ended up doing my courses in the US to do my class four. And been cruising in the US for 6, 7 years or so. Yeah, or Caribbean, US, all over the US, you know, except Alaska. I love Alaska, but I've never been. And since I never stopped, basically cruising the world and nonstop, you know. So, yes, I'm back in south of France. This is my home. This is my nid d'amour, comme on dit in French. And then, but keep traveling. Yeah, keep traveling. Yeah. As I said, I just came back from a three-month cruise in the Maldives. So I like to be on the move. Yeah, I'm the kind of captain who like to move and travel.
So as a captain, what would your advice be to young crew coming up or people considering becoming yachting? What is the most amazing thing about yachting? And what kind of advice would you give them in order to climb the ranks, as it were?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Actually, I was on the phone with one of my old first mate an hour ago. And I pushed him to become a captain. So I gave him a job as a captain for his first captain boat. He's going to do his interview next week. But yeah, young crew, go for it. Go for it. If you like to travel, if you like to live with other people. The only thing is, you know, I mean, the negative point, some people don't like it, but you have to live with 5, 6, 7, 10, 12, 20 crew, you know? And that's not easy every day, you know? So, but if you have brothers and sisters, you've been raised with brothers and sisters, it's easy, you know? It's easy to accept it and you can handle the problems, you know? But which is not a problem anyway. So yeah, no, for every young crew, go for it, you know? Do your SCCW and start as a deacon, start as a junior too, and be motivated, you know? And then go for it. You know, go, push. Do your license, always do some courses, upgrade your courses. Don't go on holidays. You are 20 years old. You don't need to go on holiday. You don't need time off. So during this time off, go and do some courses. Go to any school around the world. Get better. And then this is the only way to step up, you know. And my only advice is don't find a boat who's doing 2 months cruising med season or something, find a boat to doing a world tour, find a boat to cruising. And this is the only way you're going to learn, you know, drive a tender, see the world, meet other people, you know, and this is where you get better in the world, you know, that's my advice.
So you would advise them definitely that yachting is a place to be and a great place to be, a great place to make a career and a great place to make financially rewarding income as well, I imagine.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Even though it's changing a little bit now with all these taxes and everything, but go for it. Yeah. This is the only place where you can save money, I think. You know, it's not a normal job in a shore that you can save 50% of your salaries, you know. I always say to my crew, to the youngest crew, take 50% of the salary, put it on your bank, invest it, put it in a stock exchange, and in 20 years, it will make some babies, and you know, you can buy your first apartment or something like this, so go for it, go for it, yeah. And if you like to travel, if you like to please people, the only thing in yachting industry, what I found is, it's with some young crew, it's very important to know, for me, is you need to like to give to people, you know? You really have to give to people, you know? If you don't like to give to people, forget about this industry. You know, it's like working on a 5-star hotel, you know? If you don't want to give to people, as a waiter or as a chef, you know, on a restaurant, do your best, go for it, you know? And if you don't like to do this, do something else because you will not like it. You will not like it. You will not be happy.
Well, Captain Frank, you know what? It's been an absolute pleasure to interview you. You have such an energy and excitement for the industry, and it does portray it very, very well. And we're glad to have hosted you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you once again. You have been watching the PYA Crew Spotlight. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.